This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into the 4 p.m. hour here on Quinn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. I'm Matt Scraby, here with you until about 4:27-ish, when we will send it over to Monday Night Football coverage between the Bengals and the Commanders from Cincinnati. There's actually two NFL games happening tonight. The Bills are taking on the Jaguars. I'm not a fan of these two games because they're not staggered enough. I think if you're going to have two games on a Monday night, you should probably stagger them a little bit more. Because last year there was a really good result or ending to a game that they had, the second game. But most people were watching the other game. And so, yeah, it was a little bit confusing there for me at least. I mean, I guess I'm just not that good at paying attention to things. I do have ADD, ADHD. I, get distracted easily by shiny objects, all of the above. If you want to watch on YouTube, you can search 97.3 The Fan. We are mostly on it throughout the show. And just make sure you go and you like and subscribe to 97.3 The Fan. You like this YouTube show because then it will help us to get more and more cool things to do on the show. All right. I think it's time to get into the GBU. And Chris did not provide it for me today. And if you don't know, the GBU is the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we just cover all of, we choose three games from each category. So Tony and I did this earlier, and here it is. One of my favorite times of the year, when Chris takes a vacation, and I get to do the good, bad, and the ugly. Because we all know that Chris kind of puts his Dolphins a little bit higher than they should be. So
I'm just happy that I get to play the piano.
You always play the piano
while the music is going.
It's so funny. Tony has been doing this for years. He thinks that this song has a piano, but we're not going to go over that.
I no longer think it is a piano. I just think it goes better with a piano. Exactly, like an air piano.
Yeah, it does.
It works better.
I honestly don't even know what this is.
I don't know what it is either. But this works.
It does. It does. All right, let's start with our first game in the good category. And it's going to go to my former high school teammate and current Minnesota Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell and his team for beating the Texans 34-7. Justin Jefferson is having no problems with Sam Darnold at quarterback.
Now the pocket breaks down. Darnold scrambling to his left. Throwing end zone. Jefferson, and he spins the ball in celebration. What a start for Minnesota.
And that would be 8 touchdown passes now in the season for Sam Darnold through 3 weeks. He leads the NFL in that category. The Vikings just destroyed the Texans in this game, and it was very surprising to me.
Couple things pop up to my more than a couple things, actually. Sam Darnold playing this well. It seems like people in that Minnesota organization saw this coming. Now, can he keep it up? We'll find out. It also makes me think about when he left USC. I think it's a great kind of illustration of why sometimes staying in school works out for us.
Chargers were in Pittsburgh. It seems like the Chargers always have a hard time in Pittsburgh. And the Steelers won this game 20-10. And the Steelers are now 3-0 as well. Mike Tomlin doing his magic again, and Justin Fields playing better each and every game. Here is a long touchdown pass.
Fields back to pass, throws over the middle of the field. It's Calvin Austin. He has a step. Austin heading straight up the middle of the field, inside the 10, to the 5, touchdown. Austin. 55 yards from Fields to Austin.
Now, Justin Herbert went down, and his x-rays are negative. Justin Herbert will not survive this season if he keeps getting hit like he's getting hit every single game. I think Joe Alt went out. Joey Bosa is a given. He's going to leave the game at some point during every single week. I mean, Chargers, they're 2-1 now. They have Jim Harbaugh, but I think the story here is the Steelers.
No doubt. There's a piece of me that's not happy to see Justin Fields play well because I want Russell Wilson to have a chance to play. But I don't think that's going to happen for now. And that's not to say that Justin Fields is going to keep the job, but he looked good against the Chargers. I mean, he had a great game throwing the ball. I think obviously his dynamic ability to run the ball is just something teams got to deal with. And I give him a lot of credit, man. He has looked – it didn't come right away. And I still haven't seen him complete the deep ball. I mean, I think that 55-yarder was like a 10-yard pass that the receiver took to the house. Either way, great for him to put it in a spot where he could do it. But he's played well, man. He deserves to keep going out there and keeping that starting position.
Absolutely. Mike Tomlin on his way to Coach of the Year. Again! final in the good category today would be the Packers over the Titans. Malik Willis gets his revenge on the Titans. They drafted him and everything, and then they traded him away. But I don't know if you saw this last week.
For the mayonnaise man?
For the mayonnaise man, for Will Levis. I don't know if you saw this last week, but they asked him, oh, are you ready to get back at your team or the team that drafted you and then gave you away? He's like, no, I got nothing but love for them. They gave me an opportunity, and I'm happy about that.
I saw that.
Which disarmed every reporter in that room. So
you just like it. You like the humility. I mean, instead of thinking about revenge, although...
Some people need it.
It's okay to have a little revenge in mind to a certain extent. But, yeah, man, I did see those comments. Good on him.
Malik Willis, though, he did a whole lot yesterday. Here is a touchdown to get it started.
Faking the handoff, Willis on a bootleg to the right side, makes the turn to the end zone. He's in for the touchdown. Malik Willis on a 5-yard touchdown scamper around the right end. And the Packers strike first.
Packers win 30-14. Malik Willis had one touchdown passing, 13 for 19, 202 yards, and then 73 yards rushing. So he's getting comfortable. Yeah. Jordan Love's going to come back.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't get too comfortable because once Jordan Love. And by the way, I watched Jordan Love warm up before that game. I thought for sure he was playing.
Me too.
I thought for sure. I'm like, there's no way he's not playing, moving around like that.
But me too.
They kept him out. They get another win. And my least favorite coach is just
Matt LaFleur
just continues to find a way to get it done, man.
Anybody who can coach with your hair not moving an inch is weird to me because that hair does not move.
No,
it's pretty incredible.
Speaking of Will Levis, I think he threw a pick six in this one too, didn't he? Pretty sure he did.
Well, that would be three games, right?
Yeah, well, I know
he
had two ridiculously shouldn't have happened picks, but
His turnovers are bad.
This one was just, I think he threw it, my man got to it.
His turnovers are bad. He's going to have to fix that real quick.
His head coach did defend him, though, after this game. So he
didn't scream in his face, what the F are you doing?
He didn't have one of those type of turnovers today.
So we went with the sympathetic approach this time. All right, we'll see how that works for him. The first game in the bad category would be, it's bad for the 49ers, everybody. Rams win 27-24. They score 13 unanswered points in the fourth quarter.
Walk them boys down.
Yes, and here is the... A Stanford kicker. Like, I don't know why this bothers me more than any other kicker, but a rookie Stanford kicker trying to win the game for the Rams.
From 37 to win it, the rookie with the right foot, kick on the way, and it's a Cardi party at SoFi Stadium! 27-24!
A Cardi party?
Cardi party!
49ers... They blew this one. Like, they had this one. It was so bad. I'm not kidding, Tony. We looked over to the Rams sideline in the first quarter when the 49ers were just destroying the Rams defense. Jimmy G was warming up. Like, it was like maybe to the point where they're like, we're just going to give up on this game. Matthew Stafford could
come sit down.
Come
Don't
sit down.
Get hurt.
Jimmy G will just get beat up in this game. They ended up winning. Matthew Stafford threw a long pass to Tutu Atwell at the end. I was on that end. It's really fun to see it in person because I saw it flying and I'm like, and I look down and Charvarius Ward is like one step behind.
No!
I'm like, oh, it's going to fall in. And it fell in and then the Rams won. So.
I liked Williams touchdown run, the front flip into the end zone.
Oh yes, that was nasty. Kyren Williams.
That's your running back, isn't it?
He is. Yes. And the last two times I went to the game last year.
How was that cheering for your fantasy back against your team?
I didn't cheer for him.
You were silently hating on your old player.
Yes, because I didn't really. I mean, I needed him to do what he did, obviously, in the fantasy matchup, but it wasn't imperative. So I was like, okay, he's got three touchdowns. Last year, I went. He had three touchdowns. So
maybe you need to stop going.
Or I need to keep going.
Oh, however you look at it.
Yes. There you go. That's the 49ers being terrible. Now, Juwan Jennings. I got to say, dude had a huge day. And Brandon Ayuk
was
nowhere to be found.
That is true, because he's on my fantasy team, and he has sucked.
I will tell you that they looked for him a lot yesterday. And I think there was probably some coverage toward him, and Juwan Jennings was open, but he needs to step up.
Even though there's coverage on him, he got to figure out a way to get the ball.
Does Justin Jefferson care if there's double coverage? He's getting paid like Justin Jefferson.
You know what? Go ahead then.
I'm tired of it. And then he drops the lateral at the end? Like, come on.
I wasn't about to score on that, though.
Are you serious? From my angle, it was going in. Brock Purdy missing wide open. Anyway, next game.
Yeah, this is a GB.
This is a GBU, not a GB49er.
Right.
Ravens beat the Cowboys 28-25. But I think what's what's crazy about this game is that it was so lopsided until the Cowboys somehow scored 19 points to finish it up. But I did not get to see much of this one. Derrick Henry with a huge day. Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb getting into it on the sideline. But here is King Henry with one of his touchdowns.
Gives to Derrick Henry, running right up the middle. He's got a hole. He's to the 15. Henry to the 10. The 5. Touchdown, Ravens! The train is rolling, and the King scores again!
I don't know why he had to get so
royal. And the King scores again!
I know. He was like, touchdown! Doo, 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 doo. But, the Cowboys fall 1-2 on the season. The Ravens are now 1-2 on the season. But this is not good for Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys. They're looking not good. I can't say that I hate that the Cowboys are 1-2.
I definitely don't
I actually
hate it.
Kind of enjoy it a little
it's
bit.
It's been quite savory to enjoy.
Dave Marcus is crying somewhere right now because of his Cowboys.
Oh, I was giving him the business all weekend. UCLA got thumped. And then the Cowboys got thumped.
Bad weekend for Dave.
It was a bad weekend for my man Dave.
All right, we got to quicken the pace a little bit. But Eagles and Saints. Saints are at home. The Eagles, this game was 3-0 Saints until the fourth quarter. And then this happened.
It is second down and 5. Do they keep it on the ground with Saquon Barkley? They do. He breaks free. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30. He's going to go! Touchdown, Saquon Barkley!
So Saquon this year is on a mission, I think, to prove to the Giants that they made a huge mistake and to prove to everyone that he's one of the best running backs in the league, and he's doing it right now.
They're going to have to see him twice, too. So that's the beauty thing. And he is, you're right, he is running.
Wait, they are?
Giants?
Oh, the Giants, yes. Sorry, I thought you were talking Saints. Yes,
yeah,
they will
Giants
see the Giants
will have
twice.
To see the Eagles twice.
Yes, they will.
And I'm sure he is looking to, embarrass them by any means necessary. He's run the ball outside of the drop pass that he had, I guess, earlier this week on Monday.
Yeah.
He's really been fantastic for the Eagles, and they're going to really benefit down the stretch of the season should he be healthy, having that guy on their team.
Where
Jalen Hurts, it's a game changer. They didn't have that kind of breakaway touchdown from a running back position last year. This is a definite game changer.
And Eagles go on to win that one 15-12. I think Dallas Goedert had 10 catches, 170 yards, and just an overall pretty good win for the Eagles. I'll say that. Now, ugly category starts with the Dolphins. Seahawks were at home, and a lot happened, but here's how the scoring started for the Seahawks.
First and goal at the 4. Hand off Charbonnet behind the left side. Powers through into the end zone. Touchdown, Seattle. Zach Charbonnet, a 4-yard touchdown run for the Seahawks.
Final score in this one, Seahawks 24, Dolphins 3. Not much of an effort from the Dolphins. Skylar Thompson, the starting quarterback, got hurt with Tua out. And so they had to bring in like their third string quarterback. Now, my question for going forward is Tua going to be thrust back into the starting position? Oh, wait, they put him on IR, so they can't.
Yeah, he can't.
Never mind. That was a dumb comment on my part. They can't put him in there. So the quarterback position for the Dolphins is bad.
I think
right
it
now.
Raises a bigger issue. I mean, Tua got hurt first. Now, granted, he didn't get hurt being protected.
Yeah.
He got hurt running.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different. But I watched a little bit of that game. My man was Skylar Thompson.
Yep.
My guy was getting... He had no shot.
Yeah.
As soon as he finished his drop, someone was there. And, you know, it's not as though they don't have receivers that can't get open. They can't receivers who can, and he just needs time to get them to him, and I don't think they had a lot.
Tua somewhere is, like, smiling, like, see, it's not just me. It's not just me. It's everybody.
I'm running for my life.
Second game in the ugly category would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers falling to the Denver Broncos 26-7. Very ugly game for the Bucs. Bo Nix had a nice day, though.
Sutton wide left. Little Jordan Humphrey to the right. Play fake. Nix rolls to his right. Run it, Bo, to the 5, to the goal line. Touchdown, Denver!
Run it, Bo. 3-yard touchdown there for the Broncos. But, hey, good for them. They win.
No, bad
they
for
beat
them.
A good team.
I hope Denver loses every other game
Me
from
too.
This point on.
Me too. I don't know what happened to the Bucs
yeah,
here.
That one,
surprising.
That's another one. Help hurt me in my Chris and Gwynn's pick'em, too.
Oh, yeah,
that was brutal.
That was a brutal
I was just starting
us.
To believe in Baker, too, and then he laid an egg like this.
Come on, Baker. Final game in the ugly category. I don't even have a highlight. It was so ugly. The Panthers win 36-22 over the Raiders. As you heard in the Big Five, Antonio Pierce not happy with his team for making business decisions. But I think the story here is, my question to you, Tony, is Andy Dalton that much better than Bryce Young? Because Andy Dalton had himself a day.
I think we'll find out next week, because Antonio Pierce's language at the game indicates to me that there were some dudes that kind of
gave up.
Yeah, basically. And, you know, I don't know that Bryce Young got to face any defenses like that. So we'll find out. I mean, we've seen the Andy Dalton show before.
Many times.
At one point, it was good enough to get you to the playoffs. Is he still there? He's going to have to prove that.
And 26 completions yesterday, 319 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Yeah, no, he did his thing, for sure. But I'm saying he's going to have to prove it over the course of the season.
Yeah, he definitely will have to prove it over the course of the season. But Raiders fall, they are now 1-2. Pretty surprising that they couldn't beat the Panthers after beating the Ravens on the road the week before. So
I think that's also what had Antonio Pierce a little pissed off, too. Like, we came out here and like really looked bad.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, I don't
whatsoever.
Either.
All right, that is it for the good, the bad, and the ugly. When we get back, I'm going to close out the show. We got Monday Night Football coming up between the Bengals and the Commanders. And we're going to talk about Robert Suarez real quick in a very good light. In a very good light. So everybody stick around. Also, I did something on Saturday night that made me feel like I am a huge nerd. And I will tell you what that is when we get back here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final segment here on Gwen and Chris for today. I'm Matt Scraby. Tony Gwynn Jr. on his way up to Los Angeles for the games, or the series between the Dodgers and the Padres this week, starting tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Each game is at 7:10 p.m. Chris Ello is on vacation, and he will be back in about a week or so. Now, I teased before we went to break, I am going to tell you why I'm a huge nerd. And I guess I'm not really a nerd, and nerd's not really a bad thing at all, so don't take that as a bad thing. But here's what I did on Saturday night. I ended up spending, I'm not going to lie about this, I spent about 3 hours, or maybe close to 3.5, maybe 4 hours, as a 39-year-old man playing the 1993 version of Oregon Trail Online. Now, if you know about this Oregon Trail, and you played this Oregon Trail, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But there's a website out there where you can go play it. And I was so locked into this Oregon Trail that I played until midnight, even though I had to get up early the next day to get up to SoFi for the 49ers and the Rams. But I kept getting, my kid Jonah kept getting bit by a rattlesnake, and then he died. Then he got dysentery going through the entire camp, and people were dying left and right. I couldn't figure it out, and then I had to go hunting. Everybody who's played this game knows exactly what I'm talking about, but it was a little bit of a blast from the past, and it was fun, I gotta say. Now, I don't really want to spend another 3.5-4 hours playing it anymore, but I might play it again here and there. It's pretty fun. I remember it from when I was a kid, and it taught me a lot about the Oregon Trail. And Nate says he loved the hunting. Rod says that was an elementary school game from way back. Yes, it was from way back, but I love that game so much. And that's what I spent my Saturday night doing as a 39-year-old, playing the 1993 version of Oregon Trail Online. Just search it. You can find it in many different websites. You could find it. All right. We're going to finish up here, and I just got to say real quick that Chris vs. the Fans, when we do play, is presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation. We'll be getting back to that tomorrow. And if you don't know, Braden Soprenant's going to join me for the show on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So it will be Braden and I, and then Tony will definitely be with us as well to start the show, and it will sound kind of normal. But Braden's going to be in with me. We'll be talking Padres. We'll be talking about all of that good stuff, getting you set for the first game of the series between the Dodgers and the Padres. I also want to say real quick that maybe I made it a little bit confusing earlier about the Padres clinching and all that stuff. All they need is one win. It's extremely, extremely, extremely unlikely that they missed the playoffs. In fact, Adam sent me a text that Fangraphs has them at 100% making the playoffs, and it's probably more like 99.9%. But that should tell you exactly how rare it will be if the Padres miss the playoffs. But they just need one more win. They still have the division in reach too. Before we get to Monday Night Football, I said we're going to talk about Robert Suarez, and here's one of the things that I love about this team. Robert Suarez is not, and other guys on this team are not afraid to try something new. And yesterday, when he went out there and got the save for the Padres, he threw 13 pitches, and most of them are fastballs, but three were sinkers, three were changeups, and a cutter. And he threw two straight changeups to end the game. So Robert Suarez is looking to figure out why he's been giving up hits and runs lately. And Mike Shildt said that he's going to need to mix some pitches in there as well. So they are making adjustments. All right, that's it for me. Thank you so much for joining us today. Monday Night Football next on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.